And now a brief look at the history of hip, not the concept, but the word hip. A new book argues it's from Africa, but the editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary, Jesse Scheidlower, disagrees.
The word hip comes from the West African language Wolof. At least, that's what author John Leland argues in his book, Hip, The History. The word, he says, was cultivated by slaves from that region. It's a fascinating idea, but there's one problem. The etymology is wrong. Leland says he found the Wolof etymology in Juba to Jive, a dictionary of black slang that says hip dates from the 1700s in American English. But lexicographers have never discovered a historical example proving this claim. And Leland never mentions more authoritative sources, such as the Oxford English Dictionary, in which the earliest example of hip dates from 1904. The guy who wrote the Juba to Jive dictionary probably got the Wolof idea from David Dalby, a scholar of West African languages. Dalby thought hip might come from the Wolof word hippie, H-I-P-I, which means to open one's eyes. Over time, Dalby's proposal was taken as fact by many people, and even obvious problems with the etymology were ignored, such as the fact that Wolof does not generally use the letter H. The word in question is actually spelled with an X. Where does hip really come from? Frustratingly, the word's origins are unknown. When the term first appeared in the early 20th century, it quickly became widespread, though not among African Americans. Historians of slang have collected over a dozen possible etymologies, but no one has made a good case for any of them. For example, one Depression-era source suggests that the term hails from the phrase to have one's hip boots on, which meant to be prepared. Another unlikely origin, the phrase to be on the hip, which referred to the customary position for smoking opium. When I emailed Leland to ask about his sources, he said that he had consulted a variety of books, all of which supported the Wolof etymology. Some of the books he listed were written by reputable scholars, but even they simply parrot Dalby's original assertion with its misspellings intact. Still, Leland's mistake illustrates how people, even those with scholarly inclinations and good intentions, can be weirdly lax about linguistic issues. The fact is, hip isn't the only word in this book that Leland misattributes. He asserts that dig, banjo, honky, jive, juke, and jazz also have African origins. Of these, only juke and banjo are likely to derive from African languages. Honky, also supposedly from Wolof, actually derives from an African-American pronunciation of hunky, a disparaging term for a Hungarian laborer. Its first recorded use as an insulting term for a white person is found only in the 1950s, considerably too late for African influence to be plausible. And the story of the supposed African etymology of jazz is even better. In 1917, a New York press agent simply made it up.
Analysis from Jesse Scheidlower. He edits the Oxford English Dictionary. You'll find his article on the etymology of hip at slate.com.